tell you the truth. For we know that the truth will make you free. We know that this glorious gospel of the kingdom, we know no gospel, there will be no peace. No gospel, there can be no peace. We love y'all. Praise his holy name. And we'll see you guys next week. Same place, same time. Love y'all. Bye now.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Amen. It refers to humility, but it results in our, praise God, discovery of God's kingdom. You see, people who are poor in spirit do not boast of their attainment or their talents. Amen. You know why? Because they know that they have nothing that has that they have got that did not come from the Father. Amen. They know that everything that they own, everything that they possess, praise God, it comes from the Father. So when a person is poor in spirit, they don't have time to boast for that. But somebody may ask the question. I don't know who it is out there asking the question. I got my reading vest on, so I can't see if y'all whispered in somebody ear. Praise God. Somebody may be asking, why is humility the way to happiness? I like to discuss at least three reasons why humility is the way to happiness. The very first thing I want us to look at is this. Humility enables us to be honest about ourselves. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, one thing about being showing humility and being humble is that it would allow you, praise God, to be honest about yourself. Praise God. And I don't want to just say yourself, ourselves. You see, two things I must say about this poor in spirit this morning before I get started. First of all, when Jesus spoke of being poor in spirit, he did not imply that being wealthy is wrong. Amen. I don't want nobody to walk out of here today and say, you know, I went to that church and that pastor said that if I got some money in the bank, that's wrong. No. Praise God. You see, money can be handled in both a Christian manner and in a non-Christian manner. What do I mean by this? Let me just tell you what I mean by that. You see, success and prosperity can lead a person to be what? Self-satisfied and pride. And yet, praise God, poverty can drive a person to dishonesty. Let me let that sink in for a second. So what I mean by that, I say that money, praise God, it could be handled in both a Christian way and a non-Christian way. Praise God. Amen. Second thing that I wanted to see that was Jesus did not teach that the poor in spirit, praise God, that the poor, excuse me, are spiritually superior. Not what he's teaching here.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. That's not what he's teaching here. You see, if you were to look at Paul's writing in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, this is what Paul says about money. Paul said, for the love of money. He didn't say anything about money itself. He said, the love of money is what? The root of all evil. So when Jesus spoke of being poor in spirit, it had nothing to do with material or monetary wealth. Now, let me tell you what it has to do with. You see, Jesus declared that if we want to be honest
we must be aware of our spiritual poverty. Amen. For no picture is more pathetic than that of a person, especially a born-again believer who has a great need and is totally unaware of it. Amen. I know some of you Bible readers in here. Praise God. Y'all remember Samson? How many of y'all remember Samson?
Yes, sir.
Everybody remember Samson. Everybody remember some great things about Samson. Let me just bring out a few things. As recorded in the 16th chapter of the book of Judges. See, Samson was tricked by Delilah. Let me, because I know they're recording this. And I love to walk.
Y'all got it on. Praise God. Samson was tricked by Delilah three times. And how he got tricked? Because she would ask him, where did your strength come from? Y'all know Samson was a strong man. And he told her on three different occasions, he told her something false. Because every time he would tell her, praise God, what did she do? She went back and told the Philistine, well, if you do this, you do that, we get it. Praise God. But then Samson did something, praise God, that was unbelievable. Samson finally told Delilah where his strength really lies. Praise God. Now my point is that being unaware of our spiritual poverty, and let me show you how Samson was unaware of his spiritual poverty. Because on the three previous occasions, he told Delilah where his strength come from. And every time she would have the Philistines waiting on him, guess what he did? He went out there and he slew them.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he told her the truth,
yes, sir. Yeah.
About where his strength lies, yeah. She had those same Philistines waiting on him.
Yes, sir.
And guess what? Samson thought he was going to be able to go out there and do as he had previously done.
Right.
That he was going to go out there and he was going to be able to wipe him out. But guess what happened? Praise God. His strength, his anointing, praise God, had left him and he did not know anything about it. Praise God. He didn't know anything about it. Praise God. But one thing I found out that I like about Samson, all of the things that happened to Samson, praise God, Samson knew how to restore that strength. Samson knew, praise God, where to go to get that strength back. Praise God. Look what Judges chapter 16, verse 26 says. When Samson realized that his spiritual power was gone, look what the Bible says. The Bible said he prayed, and look what he said. At Judges chapter 16, verse 28, he said, oh, Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistine. Because you know what they did? They had taken him and captured him and put his eyes out. And praise God, and you continue to read in that, the Bible tells us that on that day, he slew more Philistines on that day than he had done. I'm talking about on the day that he died, than he had done all of his life. Praise God. But his strength had come back. You see, poverty in spirit is the beginning of happiness. It is the admission that we are nothing without Christ. And this admission is always followed by the Lord flooding our lives, praise God, with riches, praise God. So when we say be poor in the spirit, the blessed are the poor in the spirit, is to be honest about ourselves. How can we be honest about ourselves? We have all made it over, praise God, to 2020. Let me just give you a few things how we can be honest about ourselves, praise God. If we have not been reading our Bibles much in 2019, we ought to begin reading it more in 2020. Praise God. If we have not been praying like we should in 2019, we ought to pray more in 2020. If we have not
been tithing in 2019. We ought to start tithing in 2020 and see how the Lord will bless us. Praise God. If we have not been attending church services like we should in 2019, start attending more in 2020. Praise God. We talk about this thing called a 2020 vision. In other words, 2020 vision gives us the opportunity to be able to see something. So if we humble ourselves, as we will, and we will begin to see. I'm talking about that is the 2020 vision, that we will be able to see that we are nothing without Christ Jesus. If we have not been witnessing like we should in 2018, start witnessing more in 2020. See, this is humility. This is the way to happiness. Amen. Because we'll be fulfilling the will of our Lord. Secondly, humility implies or drives us to commit our full potential to God. Amen. Somebody sort of alluded to this in Sunday school this morning. I asked the question, how many of us in here, praise God, have given God our full commitment, our full potential? I'm going to put my hand down. Praise God. Giving him everything that we have to give. Praise God. Amen. But humility will help us. It will impel or drive us to commit our full potential to God. You see, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit. And that means happy are those who have realized their own helplessness and who have placed their complete trust in the Lord. That's why the writer of Proverbs, that wise man by the name of Solomon tells us in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all our heart. And lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him. And he shall, not might, he shall direct our path. You see, after we have done this, I'm talking about committed our full potential to God, we will become detached from the things of this world. And we become attached to the things of God. Oh, yes, we will commit our full potential to God's will. Amen. How many of y'all remember in the sixth chapter of John's gospel, Jesus was teaching and he was healing folk. Praise God. And it came a time when the people had to eat. There was not enough food for them to eat. In fact, some of his disciples say, send them away. Yeah. Praise God. But Jesus said, no, set them down. Set them down. And then one of the disciples, that beef was Philip, by that tame, and said, there's one lad over here.
Yeah.
There's a lad over here who has what? Two fish and five loaves of bread. And Jesus says, just set them down. Praise God. What am I trying to say? That young lad, praise God, he impelled and gave his full potential for the use of God. Oh, yeah, praise God. You see, once we are willing to commit our full potential, whatever that might be, it may be our time, it may be our talent, praise God, it might be our prayer life, it might be our study of God's word, etc., etc. When we, praise God, we will be amazed at to what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can do, praise God, when we offer our full potential to him. You see, in our hands, should I say, in the boy's hand, praise God, he barely had enough food, praise God, to feed himself.
Yeah.
He had five loaves and two fish, praise God, barely enough to probably feed him for a day or two. But guess what? In God's hand, praise God. Look at it, praise God. In God's hand, praise God, he had enough. Yes, but the Bible says fed over 5,000. Yeah, yeah. Praise God. And somebody said that was 5,000 men. And when you throw in the women and the children, praise God, they fed over 5,000. But not only did you just feed the 5,000,
That was a banquet going on, because after they had finished,